Hey there, everyone. This is your host, Takoto, here to bring you another episode of The Spotlight and hopefully distract you from the world, even if only for a short while. Everyone knows by now that for once the whole world, is facing a common, challenging problem that, in a weird way, unites us all. We all understand what we're all going through, and we can all reach out to support one another. I hope everyone is doing as well as they can in these times of isolation, and if you're struggling, hopefully I can distract you for a little bit. For some people, isolating has given them more free time than they know what to do with. Time to consider what's important, and ask important questions. And one of the biggest questions that you can ask is, what is the meaning of life? And I'm always curious to hear if any of you have any creative answers to this question. For some, the answer may be 42. But my favorite answer comes from a song by Arion, and that is, the meaning of life is to give life meaning. I really like hearing answers to this question because oftentimes the responses are very inspiring. The music that's been playing in the background I also find to be inspiring. We're listening to The True Me by Brahmi Lee. Some uplifting piano and beautiful melodies really help to lighten the mood and help us relax. Let's continue down this road of relaxation. Next up is an indie guitar piece by Music Wolf Crescendo named A Place Beyond the Stars. Relaxing guitar progressions like this are great for stargazing, in my opinion, and the simple, relatable lyrics really add to the beauty of the piece.
Been a long time since I have seen you now. Not much has changed, except I'm older. Every star's a face, yours shines brightest among the things that I have lost. Infinitely folding in, and you will sleep among the skies. Stars will sleep within my heart.
Now, we don't want to relax too much because then we'll get lethargic, so let's change things up briefly with Cut It Out by Daryl D, a glitch punk piece that, despite its emotionally darker lyrics, is oddly catchy and actually sounds really fun and playful. Go of the anger and the frustration from the last piece, and let's settle back into a chill mood. This is Chill Beat 3, number 5, by Peter Gray. And it would be some great chill hop to have in the background while focusing on something. I also like that this piece is not completely chill. Some instruments give it a bit of funk, make it a bit more jazzy. What happened to our relaxation? This piece isn't chill. It's dark. It sounds like it's telling the story of someone who's angry and tormented, and from their sorrow grows a desire for revenge. This epic orchestral piece is Rage of the Betrayed by Winterstern. I suppose we can't be relaxed all the time. Everyone has emotions. But use those negative emotions as a driving force towards a solution, towards a positive change. Give them a purpose. This is an idea that I feel like this piece of music embodies fairly well. This is From Dust by Virtual Fox. And it has this great driving and purposeful feel to it. It makes me feel inspired. And I would love to hear this piece expanded into something more. Relaxation. Ambient music has become one of my favorite genres in recent years. It's great for focusing, it's great for relaxing, and I feel like now of all times, so many people could use a bit of relaxing. So lean back and let this Aphex Twin cover of Rhubarb by Aniseed Dream fill your mind. Let the distant and dreamy tones carry you off into a relaxing adventure. Stay safe and well, until next time, until our next Whirlwind adventure.